Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's gonna bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here! You gotta see this!
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
That's fucking Black Sabbath Ozzy, too.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Or like right after Sabbath Ozzy.
No, I got right after Sabbath Ozzy over here. Look about Marilyn Manson and fucking Jonathan Davis.
A little bit mad.
And that's some Slipknot up there, too?
The whole fucking, no, here's the whole fucking, there's all the Slipknot.
Oh, okay.
Every bit of it. All nine members.
We got a little startup for somebody right there.
Ducking Futs.
A little pink amp and a little starter guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually have a Fender amp and the ESP guitar for sale. So
you finally sell that bass?
Yeah, I finally did sell the bass. I sold it like in fucking September, I think.
Oh.
July, I think. Maybe July. No, September.
Well, y'all ready? Grab you.
Grab y'all a seat.
Grab you a chair.
All right. Come on in.
Just doing audio, but it'll be fun.
Oh, okay.
There so you go. Yeah.
Don't worry about being in the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Might need that. There you go. Yeah, put your hat on.
Hey, you're getting in the spirit of things.
There you go, kid.
Yeah.
Come on in. Whoever.
There's no video, though, so don't...
Oh.
You're just having a good time.
Oh, well.
I could do the video. I don't know, like...
Did everyone to make it in the shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to hit.
Oh, you have to reset the distance the thing was
we're
at.
Just kind of in
can't
here.
Can't see
just
anybody.
Just get
anyway.
Into the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that way we got some...
All right, I think I can... Yeah, definitely. It's Elliot.
Yes.
I got it.
Got all the name. You know me?
Danny.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
It's glad you guys met each other.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't know each other?
So happy.
First time.
All right. Welcome you to Porch Talk. It's your host, Alan, and we have a full house six-man pod tonight. I got Biz. What's up, Alex?
Hey.
Webb.
What's up, guys?
E.
Oh, hey.
And Elliot.
What's up?
All right. So, if you happen to catch the Minute podcast, the only person who wasn't on your screen earlier would have been Elliot, but you're familiar with all the voices that you have here, and I think we'll just carry on with what we were doing earlier. Nothing really in mind. Maybe Elliot, where are you from?
I'm from here. I'm from Columbus.
Shit.
Yeah.
First time, like, I guess to this house, definitely. Yeah. Did you ever spend a whole lot of time on this side of town?
If you know what the sunflower is, not this one, but the other one. Yeah. I live on that side.
Okay.
My grandma.
Military.
So that's where I was.
Yeah, military.
Military.
Yeah, military, yeah. So I grew up and raised over there.
Right on.
House, so, yeah.
So you probably come down through here and...
Yeah, because I have a cousin that lives right
and probably there. Never even realized there was a house back
here. Right, no.
Most people are like, I have no clue there's a house back here.
It's only like this time of year when all the leaves are falling, and if you just... But it's even driving in,
you might see that.
You might see.
There's a house.
You're going to miss something.
You know, honestly,
I didn't know.
He didn't know there was a house here.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I definitely didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Had to turn around.
Yeah, I definitely
did. I had to turn around. I knew where it was, and I still had to turn around.
That's
the
way it goes.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
I was sitting in the back seat trying to give directions.
It's like, no, turn around.
Listen, I asked
about,
like,
there's a dirt road that goes nowhere, there's a house, like,
I asked about 40 four yards times where am I turning.
And, I knew where the house was.
And then, I had to hit the brakes, and unfortunately, his face suffered.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old brake check. Yeah, I see you. And I hear you.
We're here now, so we're good.
First time I've ever seen a mummified cat. Danny had withholding information from me.
I had it for years.
Had come up with that secret information. Have you seen Danny's mummified cat?
Yeah, Biz had to open up and let the cat out
the
of the bag.
Literally.
It's the equivalent of what you would see in a museum.
It is.
Mm-hmm. How'd you come across that, dude?
It was in my barn out there. It was covered up by some hay. It was perfect. I was like, I guess the conditions were perfect, and it just mummified. It is like, its skin's leathered and it's fully intact. It's pretty cool. If I were to try to sell it on eBay right now, I'd probably get about $350 for it.
Mm. probably so.
I'd take it to the Smithsonian.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say
it's pretty cool. It's an oddity for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely an oddity.
$1,000 for that cat.
I would gloss that shit so pretty, fast and hang it up.
It's pretty.
I know somebody who will buy it.
So how long have you had?
Yeah, I do too.
When
it's me.
When did you find it?
I found it probably 11 years
man,
ago.
Man, you think I would put that up?
I thought you just found it.
And it's probably been there for years before then. So.
Right.
This is a family.
I was thinking about getting
house.
Gypsy.
My grandparents, right there. It's probably when my grandparents were alive, they probably died. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, so I don't know. But
yeah,
either way, it's a really, really cool ass find. That's why I still have it.
So. I'm jealous.
And Eddie, I'm curious, man. You were told a little bit about the house, but did it live up to the description?
No. If anything, Biz didn't say enough. Like I'm I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised because, like, even Elliot was saying, like, "Oh yeah, it is decorated like your house." So, yeah. But no, you
I was like, "There's gonna be a whole lot of skulls,
wait,
man."
That's
yeah.
PBR hat.
Yeah. There's more over there.
My head's too big for this, and I got too much hair for this.
As crazy as this is, I have a buddy in Colorado who has more horror stuff than this. Like, in his condo. Like, it's wall-to-wall horror.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot. I've seen some that have made me nervous all day.
He's got actual Gacy paintings.
Yeah, he's got actual paintings from John Gacy.
No, you showed me that.
What?
There's different flames over there, too.
No, it's Vail, Colorado.
Oh, shit. You say he's got Wayne Gacy.
Paintings.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm getting in the game now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can we all wear one?
I mean, there's enough. There's enough to go around. There's enough to go around.
It's just for fun.
Yeah. I mean, I can't fit them, though. I got a big-ass head and a lot of hair.
While we get the, and there's a variety. You can wear Bud Light.
Yeah, we got it all.
And I think you can wear Bud Heavy.
Well, look, I'm going kind of bald. I'm going to need a do-rag.
let me get a Bud Heavy.
And just bring them all and let them pick by this time.
Bud Heavy hat.
He's like, yeah, that's like, I got
no
what
way.
I got.
Right, he got what he got.
I got.
Nope,
yeah.
Now we got a sticker on it. Hold on.
All right. Oh, yeah. No, not, oh, I thought he was going to say put the sticker back.
No. He's like,
here you go. Oh, sure.
I can't fit it, but
there you go.
Right. It's going to fall, and I don't want it to, like, hit the mic.
There we go.
Yeah, I think PBR and Bud Light are at totally ends of the political spectrum these days.
Oh. He gets it. He gets it.
Yeah,
well, hey, yeah, a couple of the Budweiser.
Oh yeah, that's the one you want. That's the one you wear when you want your eyeballs to swell shut. Now,
let me trade them out.
Oh, you want this?
Yeah. All right. If, anybody is wondering what the ruckus is about, we got some hats here that are all made of beer boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We all got cowboy hats that look like beer. Wait, we all have beer boxes that look like cowboy hats.
Yeah, it's a sight to see. Oh, it's a sight to see.
Well, if you were here,
y'all be like, y'all fucking stupid. All right.
No. They're fucking stupid. They had to be there.
You're stupid because you're not here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you look at it like this, it looks like it should go like that, but this bent down here, and you think that's keeping that shit out of your eyes.
Depends on how you get turning it on backwards.
I think we got it. I think we're kosher with this.
Yeah, we're good. We got the.
It's been on both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe yours is a little fucky. Yeah.
It could be.
That his
could
be is going to run down his back.
You got the curve on the
you
front,
got it
too.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, keep it off your back of your neck.
Well, I don't know if that's going for like the fucking fireman look.
They call me the fire.
They call me the fireman.
Mine's on right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I think
it's on top of your head.
It's on top of my head. But is it facing the right?
We're wearing cardboard boxes on our heads. It's probably okay.
I think we're just.
It's not going to fit.
I think we're just as dumb
you
as
tell me people are going.
That's all that matters. And that's what we're going for, right?
We're having a good time, though.
That's all that matters, yeah.
But you tell me people are going to listen to this.
Wait. Are people going to listen to this?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I mean, that's the point, right?
They'll definitely listen to it. He's got a large following.
They're going
to
love it.
Come on, man.
I bet they miss episodes like this. We used to do drunk episodes like this all the time.
This is a late night episode. All done had a few, and we're good.
Got
to
some
go.
Drinks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I imagine some of y'all got to go to work tomorrow, huh?
What's up?
All right.
Just one of us.
Wait. No. That's two.
He's got to go too.
Yeah, I forgot. Y'all are on salon hours, which is cool.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday through Saturday.
I remember when Mondays wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, Monday's our Sunday.
Monday's used to not even be a Sunday. Not even be a Tuesday.
I
got to
deal with Raj tomorrow. I love the fact that you're like,
Well, when I said hi to him and he didn't say hi back, I figured that was my cue to fuck off. So
that's usually how it goes.
That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just getting to know the guy, and I don't take anything negative towards that. I think it's just who he is, right? I don't think he means anything by it. Maybe.
Have you ever played music with him?
I don't know. You like, you know the way I play, and then he was like, well, can you play it any different or something? Like, you know, well, the shit I play, and then ask, can I throw some swing on it? I was like, there's no more swing to throw on this shit.
What did you say? What do I need to do? Swing my ball?
Some of the swinginest music.
Hey, you more rockabilly than Billy Gets Rocking.
Very much. Rockabilly, psychabilly, that's the guy.
I mean, what you gonna do?
Part of the reason I was playing drums was so that I could mediate.
Yeah.
But
it didn't work.
If I had known what song we were trying to play, that might have helped.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they had told me the name of the song, I might have known what to do.
Had I known, I would have played the drum beat for that song.
Yeah.
Could have been. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
There it is.
That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just short of killing Martians.
Very close. It's not Mars Attacks or anything, but it's close.
Yeah, it's real close.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love the fact that you got that reference.
Yes. Dude,
yes, sir.
I missed that one.
We're in a spooky house. E, has anyone shared with you some of the spooky stories of Columbus.
Well, Biz was telling me about his house and his neighborhood last night, or whenever the other night. And you know, I was giving him some feedback as a hoodoo practitioner, but yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah, he sold me a few things.
You know, I've been on several ghost hunts, and like I always just went along so I could drink and just smoke weed and abandon churches and shit. But then,
listen.
Like, I never saw anything on those. Well, like, we'd take pictures and, like, oh, you see the orbs? Yeah, that's fucking dust. But anyway, like, I'm sitting in my front door, like, outside, but I'm looking inside and I'm smoking a cigarette and I see this fucking shadow that I can't see through. Mm. And the shadow notices me about the same time I notice it, and it fucking goes, it kind of fucking drops down.
It freaked out too.
It freaked out too. It was like, oh shit. Oh shit, the human sees me. And it ran into my kitchen, which there's no door out from my kitchen the way it ran. It could have ran out the back door.
And he said he wasn't doing any recreation.
I like fucking, like, my knees went weak and I dropped down and I started fucking weeping. And I ran in the kitchen to see where, and there was nothing there.
Nothing.
Yeah. You can't run that way.
Like, I never really believed in ghosts or anything until then, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I finally saw something, dude. I can't explain it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is the place it's going to happen. In the South.
Y'all are in a haunted house right now, as it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all
are. So this is...
Well, I've heard this, too.
I mean, well...
We got some things happening.
He's got... Yeah, I'm sure he has.
Well,
yes.
I mentioned
yes.
I hear and see things all the time.
I meant to show Eve this fucking footage from the shop.
Okay. Oh yeah, you were supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah. So you say you see things all the time here?
Oh yeah.
Like what?
It's the South.
I mean, I see apparitions. I see shadows. I see things out of my eye, but I hear more things than anything. I'm just like, all right. I mean, I've had people call my name, and I'm the only one who lives here. So.
And Elliot, I'll tell you, anytime I hear a little rustle or anything, I just blame Salvador.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my cat.
Just play it off.
But for a while, I didn't have a cat, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Now I have a cat, I'm like, I can blame it on him.
You want me to take it? Oh, shit. This is something that happened in the shop.
Yeah. Is that the damn lights going fucking nuts?
Yeah.
What the hell?
And they're not even blinking at the same time.
Yeah, they're all doing it.
They're in fucking disco mode.
For real.
So the shop is.
Yeah, he was telling me that.
That's wild.
Land y'all live on is
so cool.
We've got all these like toys up on the ledge. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so like, I had some horror toys set up on the right side of the wall when you walk in. And like, if you go up there and you fuck slap them down on the floor, they only land like 2 or 3 feet away from where you slap them. And I mean, you can slap them hard.
Yeah.
But like, we come in one morning and like these horror toys are like piled up in the middle of the floor,
halfway like, across the room.
Yeah, you can't right like dead in the middle of the room.
Yeah, this is the shop.
Wow.
I haven't even been back here. And roughly the same spot.
Like somebody was playing with them.
Yeah.
No, like. They also gathered them up.
And it stopped.
Yeah. Like it was all gathered up.
That's nuts.
Like,
that's wild.
They knocked them down.
Very much.
They went out and played with them and they gathered their
toys. Who the hell is that?
Is that a ghost? I mean, there used to be a toy store next door, right?
Yeah.
There
you go.
I'm telling y'all, this is land with roots.
See, I knew people lived like in that, like down below
history,
the comic shop. There's an apartment or whatever. I knew people lived down there and went down there, like way up under the bowels of the whole building and shit. There's some wild shit up in there. I'm like, damn, that's pretty crazy. We went down, you can walk all the way up under the road. Like under the road.
Yeah,
I know, it went that far under.
Yeah, like in their apartment, they had like a closet you can get into, and then you can go like walk up, and it was like you can walk up under the road where they fucking dug and shit. That's like fucking nuts.
You imagine being up under there that night? That kid come through and plowed that other kid.
Oh no!
And the vehicle? Or?
Yeah, remember that? Like a year or two ago, dude was running from the law with his lights off.
I do remember that.
Yep.
And it was a
with a trailer
kid with a trailer.
Yep.
Yeah,
Just got out of rehab. You know, trying to start a new life, and then
that happened.
Yeah,
ruined his life and took another.
I could not imagine.
But could you imagine like being in that room under the road and you hear that shit?
Yeah.
Because I've been, like, you know, those apartments above, like, across the road from y'all shop. But,
yeah.
Above those little outlets. I've been up there, and it ain't the same as being on street level by any means.
No.
Especially if you were under the road.
I wouldn't think so.
It's when you're
that apartment was, like, literally under the fucking road.
So
like, you could walk up under there, and you're like, you can see where they were fucking digging. I was like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
You can, where did you get to the W from there?
Not from there. It's not part of the tunnels.
Nope.
That's another. There's sort of like haunted tunnels underneath the women's college. It'll take you all the way out to the river.
It's very convenient that they're under the Windham.
But I think it's
kind of
like
college.
I think.
Is the bell tower supposed to be haunted?
Yes. And apparently, like, there's a whole flight of old apartments on campus. You don't even have access anymore.
Oh, shit.
Like, they shut it off.
There's several of those that you don't have access to. But not because of that.
Oh.
Hmm. So because of
different
what?
Reasons?
Probably plumbing issues.
Well,
something very simple. We're trying to keep it spooky. It was an undead plumber.
Keep the ambiance.
The ascended season is not over yet.
When they were built, asbestos was A-okay.
Yeah.
That being said,
it's very much approved.
Oh, the era of asbestos and lead paint. Have y'all heard the conspiracy theory why we're not allowed to have lead paint? It's because it blocks like radio signals and stuff.
Oh,
no, we can't. Like if your house is actually painted with lead paint, you can't get the mind control signal.
Yeah, it's like the Tin Hat thing.
Shoot!
Wow.
Well, it's very much a Tin Hat thing, and also
lead hat.
Yeah. Like, damn it, they're catching on.
Why didn't you just use the lead paint on the outside?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Did the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And look, they said they took it away because kids were eating paint chips. When was the last time you
ever saw
a kid
eat a paint chip?
That's just
bad parenting. They're delicious.
Only in a Fairlight Blind song.
You're going to
slow motion.
Magically delicious.
You're going to eat a paint chip.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You're going to lick a window before you do that.
Yikes.
I mean, you're going to do both. But
no, you're not going to do both.
But the sour cream and onion and chips are the best.
I'm sorry. The red grape ones.
Red grape?
Red grapes?
Red grape flavored smelling paint chips.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
I like cool ranch, but you know.
I don't believe. I don't believe in that.
red grape
chips.
Hold on, red grape chips. Yeah. Give me some of that purple
cherry.
But yeah, I think you hit on it. Is like any time you're especially like the South, and I would say from like. The New Orleans coast, over all the way to Florida.
Oh, into Georgia.
You have Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, man.
Otis, and probably most haunted place in the country.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like anytime you get around a place where there's a lot of history and a lot of death.
A lot of history and death and violence and just turmoil. Like, it's going to be some shit.
Man, go down to Hattiesburg. Have y'all been to Hattiesburg?
Yeah, they've got haunted tours for sure. Yeah.
Man, there's all kinds of stuff down there.
Yeah. Dude, it's was going to be part of it. Columbus being one of the most primary because, pre-Civil War.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because of the hospital.
Yep.
Well, the Women's College. Fucking Friendship Cemetery, man. People have claimed to see so much shit out there. There's so many.
It didn't get burned down.
It's a Civil War.
It was a hospital town.
Yeah. Wow. This is what we kept you.
I don't know if you guys know, like Memorial Day started here in Columbus, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Yeah, Memorial Day was
the
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, so much shit has started here. So much shit has started here. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much history here.
It was the Confederate and the Union soldiers both buried here.
Friendship Cemetery.
And y'all wondering why it's haunted? Like, that's what I'm saying.
We know.
And so our
cemeteries are still around.
Yeah. You still go.
Yeah.
It's right there on Southside.
What they call Sand Hill? Is that right? Is it Sand?
Sandfield.
Sandfield. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the Sandfield gas station. That's right.
Also, there's a
yeah
a movie called, it's a documentary called the.
It's called If the Columbus Mall Can Do It, So Can
Hat
You.
Down.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what I was saying. It's gonna slide off.
Because she has my copy of it.
It's a documentary called.
I got it.
He's working on it.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say like.
I mean, we're on the podcast. Like, you might
Tiger
as well
King
say
or something. You know?
It's not
that would not surprise me.
A Tiger King.
you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, out there in Caledonia, they do have tigers.
Oh, we do. Shit. We got an animal sanctuary.
Y'all just got so much shit going on.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. We're all, hey, easy on that Tiger King shit. Look at all these hats we're wearing.
Seriously.
Just right.
Roaming around.
There is an animal sanctuary that has tigers.
And on that note, Alan removes
all kinds of exotic animals out there.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah. They're just roaming around.
No, they're confined.
They're on a refuge. Oh,
but they got like they got enough space.
You can't go out there. You can't see them or anything. Yeah, you can't.
It was bothering.
Yeah, I'm good.
They're not a zoo.
My sister just moved up.
She did. She literally just did.
But there is an animal sanctuary there that has all kind of wild ass shit.
You can't visit it.
Yes, you can.
Well, you can, but
it's not recommended. Is what I mean.
No, they're not.
It's not like a zoo. They're not going.
They're not looking like come on, drive past it to see them.
You can go out there, but you ain't gonna see shit.
Well,
unless you know somebody.
If they are out, you can see them.
Yeah.
Out.
The crazy thing is when like they roar, they kind of don't sound too much different from cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody like we all hear the Hollywood sounds like the but it's not that. That's how lions sound. Lions sound like donkeys and cows.
Right. So the documentary
The documentary is called The Isle of St. Matthews.
Oh.
And it's mostly about Sandfield, Columbus.
Damn.
A lot of history there. A big thing that Shannon, we had plugged earlier, she does a podcast called The Tom Bigby Tales. She's a big part of preserving and restoring some of the lost history of the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that in the Sandfield Cemetery here, not too far from Friendship. Old blues players and even black small businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
The encroachment of the property has been keep pushing it. And so Shannon has been a big part of that, fighting back and actually telling the honest history of the place and preserving everything.
Good shit. Yeah.
So shout out to you if you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Friendship?
It's not far from the W.
Yeah, it's in downtown area.
It's downtown.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
not far.
Is it? I don't know if y'all know the Friendship Baptist Church.
No, there's a lot of different Friendship churches.
I mean, that's a church. I didn't know if it was like around.
What does Friendship mean like here? Like, what is that?
I think as ironically as you think it is.
Yeah.
ain't breaking your hands.
All right.
but I'll break bread with you.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Well, that's Friendship.
Well, all right. I was just wondering why there was like a whole Friendship like kind of thing.
That's
the thing. That's the church.
We're the Friendship.
That would be wild.
Right.
we're the friendly city.
Right, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. The friendly city.
Yeah, that's where we go.
We're the friendly city.
Apparently. Something friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, friendly
city. That's the city motto, we're the friendly city.
Yeah, that's what that's what I need.
But they just changed our logo and it's come at us or catch me in.
Come at us.
Catch me in Columbus.
Yeah, catch me outside.
Oh my God. Wow. Bad Betty's then took over.
It should have been Friendly Fire City.
And as soon as that shit came out, everybody's like, yeah, catch these hands in Columbus.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I catch you outside and inside and everywhere else.
But dude, so I grew up across the state line in Kennedy Airport, small town just outside. It's 25 minutes from here. So
we're gonna Walmart, go ahead and make the city logo a picture of a woman that's been told twice.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's it.
Got two black eyes.
But so what everybody would say when I was growing up, and even to this day,
that's horrible. I just got cancer.
If you're going to Columbus, you better bring your bulletproof vest. And I was like, sure. I have never seen this side of Columbus you're talking about. What the fuck are you talking about?
I hear gunshots every night where I am.
Well, yeah, but like.
You just heard something the other night over.
Somebody just got shot.
There was like, they thought it was.
I'm a quiet little neighborhood in Northside.
We hear the shots, was on the field of bullets.
You live in a nice neighborhood.
I came from Lansing to Detroit to Atlanta to here. Like I'm okay.
I'm not mad about moving out to the county.
I mean, he's a block away from military. Come on.
And then I just hear like fire engines going all the time. Like they don't catch a break, really, man. Especially around this time of year, everyone's damn turkey or fucking Christmas trees catching on fire.
But it's a lot of that with a space heater, like.
That too.
You ain't supposed to plug a space heater into like an extension cord like that, a surge protector. It's got to go straight in the wall.
No. You have to use a surge protector.
You got to go in the wall.
You got to go straight in, man.
And fire marshal will be like, hey, you got to unplug that shit,
that's
boy.
That's piggybacking right there.
They've told me a couple times at the shop, like, you got too much stuff plugged into this, man.
Yeah.
Don't plug anything else into it.
No, they're like, you need to unplug some shit.
He has some daisy chains, apparently.
Yeah.
How much shit did you have plugged into that surge protector?
As much as you could get.
Man, I mean, if it's got six slots, and you put six things in
it. I had about a 12-foot extension cord hooked up to some lights.
Whoa.
But it also, with the extension cord. I bought the thing to make it flat to the floor and everything. And it was like, they were like, oh, what's this? Like, no, you got to undo that. You see, that shit's getting hot, man. Mm-hmm. You can't have that plugged in. I was like, well, all right, I'll find a different way. We got more plugs.
Fine.
Like, who do you think's going to rewire this shit anyway? Like,
you know, if a power strip has six spots, connect six other power strips into that six spot.
I'm going to use them.
That's right.
And if my math is right, that is 30 new plugs.
30 plugs, one plug. 30 plugs, one plug.
I replumbed and rewired my old shop because I couldn't find anyone in Columbus competent enough to do it for me. Yep.
You had That's one guy try and he
no, he didn't
failed.
Even, he didn't even try. He came and looked at it and he was like, all right. And then fucking went across to the Princess and sat there and drank for another three fucking years or whatever, fucking until he drank himself to death. Like, dude, I was just trying to give you a little money.
he was more drunk than we are collectively.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Constantly
at this moment.
And I think really what happened is I took him in there and I was like, man, look at all this shit plumbing. And I think he was the one that did the shit plumbing in the first place. Is why I didn't want to work with him.
He was like, oh, he didn't call my shit.
God damn it. Rules are rules for a reason.
Everybody look.
This way. Waka waka.
Did I do it? Okay.
There we go.
Hey. Paul's throwing up all kinds of.
Bro, this is the only one that counts.
What you trying to.
No, that's the only one that counts.
Weezer?
No, that's
Wu-Tang Clan.
I had to fuck with him.
What's that? Wu-Tang Forever.
No, this would be Weezer.
Yeah, that would be Weezer.
Like they got like Wonder Woman wings on their W. You know what I'm
The Woo.
Yeah, I know.
Some of them killer bees. Come on.
That's
man.
Why it bothered me so much. To fuck off on Wu-Tang.
Damn. Like, talking bad about Beetlejuice or something.
That's one.
I'll say it again.
That's one more time.
It's showtime.
Not that Beetlejuice.
My favorite.
When we talk about Beetlejuice, we always talking about the Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
Oh, jeez.
My favorite meme. Who? Me?
Who?
Just
what?
Just hanging around.
Just hanging around.
Tired people just hanging around. What are you doing? Oh, just hanging around. Something like that.
Yeah, they're still filming.
He said, "What's 3 + 2?"
It was good though.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, we gotta watch it.
That was my favorite movie when I was little.
It was good.
I'll go back.
Of course, I'm a huge Jenna Ortega fan. So
also, I have a question.
Yes,
I have an answer.
I've been a holy audience. Favorite movie of all time. Starting on this side.
That's it.
You did not look over there.
Favorite movie of all time. Okay, so I like animated movies, and one of my favorite ones is The Fox and the Hound.
Oh,
classic.
That's a good one.
Classic.
Like that. My mom used to read that book to me as a child. So
I get it. I get it. I approve.
Okay.
You make me want to cry.
Oh my god,
that book does make you want to
cry. All right, I can't give you like just one. I got to do my top three, which is
top three is cool. All
right, top it's got to be The Matrix.
I knew that would come somehow.
Is it? No, I'm not gonna say that. Juice and Mean Girls.
Ooh. Okay. Full circle right there.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a lot of sides. I have a lot of sides.
Different.
Not what I expected.
That's wild.
Well, Dan.
Well, mine's gonna be.
It's gonna be a Quentin Tarantino somewhere in there.
Yeah, Death Proof all day.
Oh yeah.
Proof is one of them, which is probably in most people's opinion the worst Quentin Tarantino movie, but I love it. Sorry.
It's just more like a exploitation type film.
Yeah.
I like that grindhouse feel.
Yeah, the grindhouse feel is what really got me on
that. Is that the one?
That's the car.
The best car wreck in the world.
Oh, we watched that one.
Yes.
The film car wreck in the radio 60 style.
Beat his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That was a good movie.
You do get two more choices.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go back.
Okay. But we're gonna circle back around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think number two is gonna be Fight Club.
Oh, right. I didn't say Fight Club. I knew I liked you.
Yeah, Fight Club is rubber out there. There it went.
I had to get off my head. I am Jack's complete lack of surprise.
What?
I'm Jack's complete lack of surprise.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, right there. I got Tyler Durden over there in a Fuggle Bot, by the way. Number three.
Damn, I didn't say Fight Club.
It's actually kind of a hard one.
You gotta go Rob Zombie there, Danny. You know
I was gonna say The Devil's Rejects.
No, actually, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
House of a Thousand Corpses. There we go. So there's my three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ask that you go. Oh no, we're gonna circle back around.
So. Yeah, we're gonna hit the other two.
What are the other two?
I'm not going.
I have so many.
You're not doing this. It was your question.
Red, you have to participate.
What the fuck?
You're not doing it unless he does.
He only got. Okay.
Gotcha.
One answer.
So. Yeah, he has to get two more.
I have so many, but I guess I'm gonna do. Okay, so I like musicals too. So Sister Act 2.
Oh yeah, you do like that.
And then I'm gonna go horror.
Okay.
The 2003 version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Is that with Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The remake. So I did an animated musical in the.
Yeah. Hey, that's good.
That's a good spread.
That is very wide and a good mix. Mm-hmm. I'll say that all day. I like it.
You called me out.
You guys are mean girls in there.
No, yeah, I was the mean. I was mean girl.
I know. I know. But I had that on DVD.
Oh yeah, you got to. You got to. That's my movie.
Well, it looked like you were trying to pass from Webb on to Allen. I was like, uh-uh, man, you've got to go too.
You
got to
go.
I just wanted to make sure you got all three in.
Okay. Well, dude, I'm curious, Alex.
Where you at?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That makes so much sense.
Oh yeah, that was like one
who
of my
Framed Roger Rabbit.
Like,
oh no, he already knew it.
Dude got a Jessica Rabbit fixation.
Yeah. Christopher Lowell did a fucking awesome job though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
He
they had someone else pick for that part before him though. I can't remember who it was. I think they had Christopher Walken pick for that part before Christopher
But he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he had something else going on. Could you imagine?
Wow!
It would have...
You're crazy broken. Tunes!
Shaving a haircut! Coming at me all wrong.
Shaving a haircut, two bits?
Yeah.
That's how I knock on doors.
Yeah.
And yep. it breaks my heart.
So what's two and three?
Is Tamara home?
Is Tamara home? Oh, is Tamara home? I don't know. How many of those are there? There's like three or four of them.
Strangers?
So
Strangers,
they,
yeah.
They're
doing
the... They started the new reboot. They just, oh, okay. already had chapter seen, one. Chapter two is coming out. Like
chapter
who the fuck is Tamara?
I don't know.
We don't know. We're going to find out.
Yo, they're about to tell us? All right. Okay, cool.
We're going to follow
the first one is the best one.
Because Tamara be getting everybody into
it. I was about to say the trailer part one held up.
No, yeah. Yeah, which one was the best one?
Remember it had the pool scene?
Yeah.
Turn around.
Yeah, that one was a thing, for
I
sure.
I hate how the mom dies. Or
yeah.
This might be
yeah.
not surprising, but it might be surprising.
Movie number two.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. Actually,
it's been a
wait,
long
you've
time.
Never seen that?
I said, what about
Breakfast
at Tiffany's?
That's one thing.
I've never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It's a great
movie.
It is
a good movie.
It sounds like it.
If you actually watch the movie, it's not what you think it's going to be.
As far as like Sweet 16, like, yeah, I've seen it in passing, but I've not ever just sat down and watched it.
Mm. No. The Graduate.
Keep in mind, the whole movie is about.
Is it a John Hughes movie? Or not?
I thought it was
No.
Cusack.
No. John Cusack? No.
Yeah, the actor.
Maybe. No, you.
Holy shit.
Wow, that was way before his time.
What?
That would be way before.
Way before his time.
I'm sorry.
It was an 80s movie, wasn't it?
No, it would have been prime Cusack.
That is... No. It was well
yeah,
before.
Yeah, way before that.
Well before.
Yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's is
know.
Old.
Yeah. You're thinking of...
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club is an honorable mention.
That's what you're thinking. It is good. Oh. Yeah.
You know what? A nice John Hughes movie.
All my favorite movies have clubs in them.
Breakfast Club, man.
Like Fight Club, Players Club.
You gotta watch that shit every time you see it.
I forgot one.
It's just...
Uh-oh. I mean...
It connects with everyone somehow.
Because you had one of each person in the group represented.
Yeah, every high school... basically, every high school stereotype is represented in that movie. Yeah.
Not another teen movie?
Yeah. What, not another teen movie?
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but yeah.
I love that movie too, man. Mm-hmm. The Marilyn Manson video for Tainted Love.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Came out with that. It was awesome, too. Yeah. They roll up in that black Cadillac as a goth thug on the grill, and it just...
That was literally me in college, but all right.
Tainted. Hell yeah. And?
We got...
You
still on your... Blue Rabbit. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. And,
what's the winner? You can do it.
I can't do it. I don't know.
All right, so we got to circle back to you two.
Come on, man.
You work it like that, I know what happens, man. You have to put on a face shield.
Lord, have mercy.
I thought it was the thumb. I thought it was two in the thumb.
If you're doing the thumb like this.
Yeah, if you keep doing wait, how does it go?
I'm going to end up spraying like you that. In the face if you keep doing that to me. Okay. Trying to ask for that question. Or ask for that answer.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Serious Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more.
Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hey, he's doing the... You know what this is, though, right?
It's called the Wolverine.
That's unacceptable.
This is the minivan. Two up front and five in the rear.
Oh.
Holy all shit. Right.
Who?
Actually, holy shit.
Did you just figure out his last movie?
I thought he was holding up that the count. I thought it was 0-2. Somebody strike out.
No, I mean, no.
Wow. Okay.
What's your third movie, Alex?
What is your third movie, Alex?
What's like, third movie? Let me pick it for you.
Weird by this science. Time,
I got a good one that would be my fourth.
Yeah.
What would be your fourth?
My fourth would be Dogma.
Oh yeah,
bro. Cool.
Kevin Smith, Dogma.
I got
they're coming out with part two.
I know.
They got the right back to it.
That's the winner. Dogma.
Hey, he's got another movie out right now too, and it's a lot like Clerks.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called though. I just watched it the other night.
But I like Dogma more than I like Clerks.
So, yeah. Dogma
would have been my
like favorite. Jason Mewes and all the old gang are in the movie, but they're not playing their usual roles.
What do you have?
I forgot.
He needs a fist bump.
I was gonna say Roadhouse.
Oh,
not a bad Roadhouse.
80s or the updated one?
80s. 80s. 80s, right?
Yeah. Not the
badass.
Jake and
man.
Not the McGregor walking around McGregor, like a damn leprechaun. Yeah. He was like, rare.
Did he at least get an add in for his whiskey?
With Michelin,
I don't think he did. He just walked around like a leprechaun fighting people. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, wait, I got another honorable mention while we're still waiting. Elvira.
Elvira.
Yeah,
Elvira. Anything with
Elvira. Anything Elvira.
Yeah, Elvira.
Did that make our board?
What? What make our board?
Did we have anything Elvira?
Nothing Elvira was on the board, but I didn't. She was the dime of the week.
I have some of her first. Did Halloween, I save those comics?
She was the dime of the week.
Handheld horror. What the fuck?
Yeah, remember I thought
she was. Oh, it had to be
handheld.
It had to be handheld, like Cloverfield.
Oh, POV style.
If I can't have Jessica Rabbit,
Elvira be the next.
I said it first.
I hear you. Yeah. Oh, you gonna love the Funko Pop I got coming in.
It's just two sets of
I don't
kids.
Know, man. You see the way Linda Blair turned her around, turned her head around Exorcist? Can you imagine that happening on you?
How would that work? Yeah, before the fucking pea soup comes out of her mouth.
I'm just saying.
What, more lube?
Is one of the sexiest human beings on Earth.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elvira.
Oh. Cassandra Peterson, yeah.
Elvira.
We need
Man, people used to come from miles and miles around to hear me sing some bop a mow mow. I tell you what.
Is that Elvira?
I got Tropic Thunder.
Oh,
that's a solid.
That's the last time a man could be in blackface.
Robert Downey Jr.
Look, kind of okay, but like now people are starting to fuss about it. Like, well, give it up, man, because that shit was 15
now
years
people
ago,
are starting to fuss about it.
Yeah, 15
now,
years ago, give it up.
Oh, okay.
You can't ever go full retard, though.
He said,
you said that
I spent time with him at times. I thought I was. And he said, you really went there.
No, yeah, the last time, like, racial, like, jokes could be, like, funny and accepted was, like, late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, I think Tropic Thunder was the last one.
That movie. Special
yeah, that was
that
one of the last
like
ones.
That was the end. That was the end
that's
of
the
it.
Time
that was where it cut off.
We're done.
And Scary Movie 2 or 3.
Also, the way they did blackface in that movie, though, it was, like, because they acknowledged that they were doing blackface and it was something.
Yeah,
wrong.
It's like they don't do comedy like that no more. Yeah. They don't do comedy like
that. That was like the end of it.
Like now it's just
backlash for doing Waterboy.
Ben Stiller. Oh. No, I don't think you did.
We were just talking about Waterboy.
What are you talking about? Adam Sandler or Jr. playing the fucking.
Yeah, you can't make a somebody
retarded.
He was fucking. You can't act like
he was special.
Did he get
back? Yeah, Adam Sandler got a lot of passes.
For real. And then he did Little Nicky.
Jesus.
And I liked it.
So, I mean, yeah, we all like it.
Because it was ironic. It was ironically funny.
The thing is, if it's funny, it's funny.
Comedy was different back then. And it's just like, now everybody just wants to be an edgelord and just wants to be fucking inflammatory and shit. It's all about shock value now. And it's not the same no more.
You asked about the water boy.
Right.
But I don't think there's any problem pointing out differences in culture and making fun of each other.
Yeah, like we could do that back in the day. Now it's too much shit going on. It's a lot of shit going on in this social media now. Now everybody has a voice, everybody has an opinion, and all this other stuff. Yeah. And you know, sometimes it's right. Sometimes you got like the weirdos that make it like.
That is more than it is. You know, and it lessens the validity.
And sometimes just take it as the face value that it is and don't look deeper into it.
And then it's like with social media, freedom of speech, of course. And then on social media, everybody has a voice. And then it comes to a point to, well, maybe some shouldn't. I mean,
I agree with that. Everybody does not need a fucking phone. Everybody does not like. Everybody does not need a phone.
I used to say when I used to cell phones. Because like, literally, you do not need a phone. You do not need one.
You don't need one. Like you don't need a. You don't need a voice. Well,
I think it seems like Twitter's dying, right? So thank God for that. Maybe. Like, just, there's so many people with so many horrible voices on that.
No,
like,
there's so many bad.
Why don't you just go? Settle down in your cornfield and shut the fuck up or something, old man.
Like, sure.
Sit on your porch.
The stuff you see on the internet.
So what was number two?
Oh, yeah.
We made a whole nother conversation.
We brought it up earlier. I was going to go horror. I'm going to go strangers.
Oh, yeah. He does like
some
strangers. Right?
You have got to watch that the new ones.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Chapter 2 is coming out soon.
It's coming out like in a month or two.
No, we didn't remember. We were trying to, but it.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't working, yeah.
Let's see, Strangers
is good.
Number three. I couldn't decide between three.
I'm just thinking in my head. I'm like, what? No, go for it. Go for it. I'm just thinking in my head which one you're going to say.
That's Once Upon a Time.
Start screaming Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, dude.
I was going to say
Mandy. Oh, because Brian from the Mexican.
I do love Mandy.
Yeah, I know you love
that's
Mandy.
It's a cult classic, though, but I like Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I like old Brad Pitt.
You can't go wrong with Quentin.
Tyler, you fucked me up. I'm going to watch Tropic Thunder when I get home. I'm going to have to watch it.
You fucked him up with number one, man.
That's a great movie, man.
It's a good movie.
I'm telling you, I was hoping we were going to get that Tom Cruise Les Grossman because, you know, they flirted about making just about his character.
That was some of the funniest shit, man.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Like, talk like that in a movie before, like, right?
What the fuck?
G5 airplane.
I'm going to come down there and fuck you in your face, asshole. Like, God.
I'm talking scorched
very
earth.
Very excessive. Yeah.
Well, I just noticed it.
I got a hand going up there. He was coming out of the damn pool table. But I didn't get slapping in the ass.
Ibis, what you got, movie wise?
Fucking no particular order, I would think.
Yeah, you got to put it in order.
Mine wasn't in order, but yeah.
It's got to be.
Do not have one, two, three.
Mine wasn't in order.
I don't know if I can do an order.
You don't have to.
I get it, not in order.
I get it because I got like a handful that are still number one in my pocket.
Listen, that part.
Right? Like, I don't know. I like weird movies, man. Like shit like What Dreams May Come.
Requiem of a Dream?
No, Requiem for a Dream was really good too.
That is one of my favorite movies that Robin Williams has ever done.
And Robin Williams and the movie's all about suicide, and then he died from suicide. Yeah, man. So it's like that.
That's a beautiful movie, a brother that fucking killed himself.
So like that movie does mean a lot to me. And like you know, he goes and pulls that lady out of purgatory, like.
His wife.
Good pick. What else? I like movies like that. A lot of people don't like it, but like Cloud Atlas.
I've never sat and watched that all the way through.
It's jumping back and forth from like the past to the present to the future and stuff.
Yeah. Never ending story.
Oh, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Hey,
everything, everywhere, all at once. That movie.
I have not seen that.
Oh god, you've got to watch it.
That came out a couple years ago. I've seen it pop up. I'm like, that looks wild.
But it's good, dude. Outside of that too, though, like if I can go for number four, like from back in the day, like Being John Malkovich, that's another movie that I'm, because
climbing through that tunnel into his brain.
Then he climbs through the tunnel and climbs into his own brain, and everything's just Malkovich.
Wow.
I like weird movies, man. I like shit that'll fuck with your head a little
bit.
Hell yeah.
That was nice. Which one of you said Cusack?
I said Cusack.
He said Cusack, yeah. That's Cusack movie. Yeah.
What?
John Cusack.
John Malkovich.
Oh. John Cusack being John Malkovich.
Oh, Jesus.
Because...
He was
John Malkovich being
John Malkovich.
John Malkovich was John Malkovich and being John Malkovich.
Yeah, he was.
John Cusack was being... John Malkovich, while he was being John Cusack, being John Malkovich.
Was he in that movie? I thought his sister was in that movie, but not him.
No, both of them.
Both of them were.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a whole
It's been
circle.
A minute since I watched it.
It was a whole circle. Yeah.
All the way around.
A whole bunch of Johns.
All of your picks are movies that I love.
I watch a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I watch at least three movies a night after I go home from work, to be honest. Like,
I was that way.
We gotta go to sleep somehow.
Something kind of quick.
Yeah.
I was that way during October. But
I normally watch cartoons.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes. I call all that new He-Man shit.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
There's new He-Man?
Yo, Revelation and Revolution. Yeah. Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Did them.
All day. Mm-hmm. He did.
There you go.
That's right. Ready for the new Dogma?
Yeah.
It's full circle.
Full prep.
Yeah.
Man, Dogma is...
I mean, big titty bitches don't just fall from the sky. Damn.
Well, right after he says, look
at that. That being said...
Dudes don't just fall from the sky. Big titty bitches.
I'm just saying.
Jeepers Creepers.
It used to get me.
Yo, who the fuck is this bitch? He's talking to God.
You know, Jeepers Creepers, like, it did not scare. Like, I was scared of a lot of shit when I was little, but, like, Jeepers Creepers did not get me like that.
It's just that one creepy scene when they're driving by, he just standing there.
It never got me.
That's just almost the opening scene.
Yeah, when
that's
he's
just
in
based
the yard
on a true story
like
from just over the fucking Mississippi River.
I know.
That should be scary. Scene.
Like this dude was had a truck much like the creeper did or whatever.
By the way, we had one here in town like it.
Yeah, it was like following this couple home that saw him dropping off a body or whatever, and apparently he got them too. But
they stopped him.
That's where the movie came from. That's where the idea came from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
No, it was other side of the Mississippi. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was in the Delta. Yeah.
We just had a vehicle around here that looked like it.
Yeah. It used to park at Marvin's.
Marvin's, yeah.
If you were headed toward Alabama,
yeah,
right there on 50.
Before they moved, yeah. You'd be parked there and be like, that's all Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Yeah, that one used to get me, but like Jeepers Creepers 2 was comical when it got to the school bus scene when he was picking. No, move aside.
That one is
scary. No. He was laughing at that one, and then Jeepers Creepers 3.
Where'd you get those eyes?
A lot of people were scared of the song.
It just came out, like, I think, nobody knows.
Yeah. Angle, watch it.
Yeah, that remake was kind of like.
I think it was the one based on the vehicle.
Mm.
Yeah. It was wild. But, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a good question, dude. That got us around there, Al. That's good job on that one.
Yeah. Hooked it all up.
I could probably name a million more movies if I
could. Oh yeah, I could throw them all out.
Right.
I could throw all kind of them out there. You know, Goonies.
That's what I. Every time I see it, I'll watch it. Also, Stand By Me.
Oh yeah.
So I had an aunt.
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what is the other one?
The first three Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies?
I have them. I have them on DVD.
Secret and of the DVD.
Yeah, did y'all watch Land Before
on
Time?
On repeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad, oh, you talking about Littlefoot?
Littlefoot? Shit.
You know, I mean, it's kind of sad watching now because you know the little girl that played.
Yeah, it's cool if you want to bring up childhood traumas. You
know, her dad was.
Hang on a second.
Her dad was jealous.
Yeah.
Of her. Yeah. And shot her and killed a 10-year-old. Her father that was jealous of her success.
And it's sad.
Shot her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think after the last movie, because she played the ducky, yeah.
Wow.
And shot and killed her. She was 10 years old because he was jealous.
That gets sadder.
It's crazy stuff.
Some Chris Benoit shit.
Yeah.
She'd be doing it. She'd be doing it.
I was gonna say something less sad.
I'm sorry.
For once, it's just, good. Alex was gonna say something was not
like,
sad.
I like those movies and not learn about that. I was like, oh, I can't.
How do you? Like, oh damn.
How do you make me feel like the less sad person?
Like, I'm supposed to be most sad. Like that. That's my MO.
A good feat.
But me being sad is like. I can at least moderate how sad we get.
Yeah, I can lower it down.
Yeah,
we can only be.
It took a
turn. Alex Hinton's on the saddest man that never played the blues.
Are we doing bands now?
Oh
no.
Yeah, we are.
Bro,
wouldn't that be fun?
We're not doing that.
Hey, we got another 2 hours. Come on.
Oh shit.
This the Joe Rogan Experience. Here we got two more.
We're gonna do it.
Oh, my top three is pretty easy right now, man. It's the Quakes, the Brains, and Coffin Cats.
There we go. Right. Hey, we started on that end. We'll work our way back.
Working our way back.
It's all psychobilly. Why not? Grabbing the
go
shit.
For it.
Band of Horses, Drive By Truckers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And probably Cross Canadian Ragweed.
What are we talking?
Bands.
Bands.
Specifically that's bands or just music?
No, just music in general.
That's a new one.
That's it.
What was the last one?
Oh, said? They're not. They're not even. Cody Cannon moved on by himself, but Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Okay.
Yeah, they were back in the aughts, man. They were huge, and the reason why I respected it so much.
They play Muddy Roots.
They played at Muddy Roots.
Muddy Roots. They played the
Starville Theater right there on the main drag there. That's as close as they've been here. But they got called up to Nashville. He was in Nashville for a time, and then he wrote a song about his time in Nashville. And he said, "Sit me down in the back of a limousine. They shook my hand and kissed my ass to turn it back on me."
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a book of matches and a bottle of kerosene, a little Molotov cocktail, and maybe they'll change their scene.
Mm.
And that was his fuck you to Nashville. And he
burning
left.
Down Broadway.
That'll do it.
Mm. That'll do it.
All right.
And I was like, respect, Cody. And he went back to Texas, and they're still doing it.
Well, okay. Okay.
I guess I gotta start with someone from Texas. Oddly enough,
Steve Earle.
Nope. It's Amigo the Devil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Somehow I knew it. What he had it playing heavy the other day, and I was like, "Man, this is too sad."
But on his mind.
Yeah.
Like it jams at some points. That some of those songs are just too sad.
It's sad, but it's feel.
They're
feel.
Good.
Also, Kate Lawson. She's, I think she's Nashville based. Also, country artist.
Who else you got? And I could go music. I could go deep.
I can go deep too.
I didn't even touch a grunge or nothing.
That's all I'm just.
I'm the just wrong picking person. Off the
top. That's all I'm doing.
It's just. What
I think I got an idea of at least one band you're gonna.
I'm pretty sure at least one.
Just one.
I mean, just one.
Okay, well, two.
Maybe two.
Two.
You probably got maybe three. Maybe three, but I doubt it. I don't know.
I'm not saying
top artists. I'm just saying what I've been listening to lately.
No. Okay.
Well, I'm saying top artists.
Yeah, that's what the question
is. Just take it off the top of
my head. I'm going to guess Danny's for him.
All right, go for it. I'm going to go ahead and guess my three.
I can do them in order.
Go for it.
Deftones.
Okay.
Right. Tool.
Oh, okay.
And Pussifer. Our Primus. Our. Or A Perfect Circle.
No. It's the one he's been making stickers for.
Sleep Token.
That's the one. I don't know them very much.
There you go. Yeah, that's all three of them right there. Deftones, Tool, and Sleep Token.
I wanted to throw a Sublime in there.
I knew it. I just didn't know their name, but I knew it.
Yeah. That's the one.
Damn.
Wow.
Good job. I'm transparent, guys.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Good job.
Why the Deftones?
Why not?
I mean, I've been to a Deftones show with you. You saw me weep like a baby.
I would cry. It was so fucking delicious.
I would cry.
I wept at the Deftones. Yeah. Why?
I mean, man, they're so fucking awesome. They've been part of my life since
Dave Mirra BMX.
Before then, honestly, I was like, hey, I was like 15.
Yeah,
like
hurt me.
They've been part of mine ever since then. I'm like, hell yeah, I've been really into them. So
I tell you how many 1080 triple tail whips I threw.
Yeah, to some big wide drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's good. That's good.
What you got?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Here comes not the strictly core shit.
No. I'm not as hardcore as you think all the time. But then this is just music, right? This is not just bands.
Yeah, like
any music. Named
Whatever
you want to do. Independent.
Number one. It's got to be Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Then Pac, Tupac,
of course,
and then Volumes. If any of you know that,
all right.
I like to check Volumes.
They're beautiful.
I can dig that.
Yeah,
my kid will even be there with you on the Tupac.
Good plug.
That's those are like with my core. So they're at my core.
Okay.
All right. Well,
is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
let's rotation him.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
He's gonna hook you. Okay, I love Beyonce.
Even the country.
Hey,
she's in the country realm now.
I
will say, what is it?
You're looking for her leaving the country.
Huh?
Is it
Daddy's Lessons?
Daddy's Lessons.
Yeah, only
dude,
day. Yeah.
I fucking love that. Like, yeah. I love that song.
I mean, her and Jay's heavy on that Diddy list, man.
Don't get him started.
I'll say another one of my favorite bands is Spirit Box, and the lead singer of that, she loves Beyonce. Like that's her. That is her core. Is Beyonce.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
And she's metal. So I'm like, what's going on?
She's supposed to be coming out with a rock album, right? Isn't she? Beyonce.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Let her do it.
I love Michael Jackson. He's, of course. One of my favorites.
Well, singing that on Thanksgiving.
Because mom and dad listen to a lot of Tupac, so.
Okay.
Yeah, he listen to a lot of Tupac.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with Pac.
Yeah. And Prince.
Oh, Prince. Oh, there we go.
Of course, we got that. Of course.
That's on the tippity top.
Like a lot of 90s.
That's on the tippity top right there.
First song I started singing when I was a child was Purple Rain. Yeah. It was like a brand new song.
Mine was Darling Me.
I had a little red Corvette. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Purple Wayne.
That's what you were saying as a kid.
Purple Wayne.
Exactly. Yeah. One more time. I can't hear you.
I mean, my favorite was like when Doves Fly.
Doves Cry. Is it called Die For You? Die With You?
I would die for you.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
We can sit here all night.
I'm gonna recant every song
that you guys are talking about because I can sing all of them because my mother is probably the
biggest Prince fan.
Biggest Prince fan I've ever met.
Prince is on point.
Mm-hmm. I bet you've seen the movie then.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad film for a biopic.
I will say that's not a bad. The only reason I don't have a Prince pop yet is because they're fucking expensive. A lot of people are looking for them bitches.
Yeah,
he's got the iconic pink or purple blazer.
I mean, he's got like 12 yeah. or 13 of them, and they're all expensive.
Oh, the pompadour. Purple blazer. Pompadour.
The pompadour. Yeah. Yeah.
No, purple blazer.
White pompadour.
Believe it or not, I used to have a pompadour.
Where he's like holding out a tray of pancakes.
Oh, hell yeah. Dave Chappelle. Game. Blouses.
Eat your pancake, bitches.
Yeah. He said, what a lot of people won't tell you, Prince can ball.
Yeah. Oh, right. He came up to smoke with them damn thigh highs.
Ping pong. Smoke your ass some ping pong.
He was also super fucking petty.
Who was it? I think it was like Jimmy Fallon fucking.
Somebody did that skit.
Oh, tried to
play him in ping pong and he got smoked. Like, just.
Yeah. No, he. That's not a skit.
You're talking. I was talking about the basketball. I was still stuck on the basketball. But yeah.
Oh, but that really happened too, though.
Yeah. Really
no, yeah. Really yeah. Happened. Yeah.
Blouses.
Yeah, it was a.
But he's super fucking petty.
Charlie Murphy's Real Hollywood Stories. Yeah. Yeah.
Rick James.
Yeah. Rick James, bitch. Fuck it. I got so tired of motherfucker. I'm at Disneyland trying to have a good time with my kids, and people are like, I'm rich, bitch. And fucking, I'm Rick James, bitch. Like, man, leave me alone. These my kids.
Leave me alone.
Being called a bitch in front of my kids.
That ain't right.
Good times.
We missed Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
We missed the Chappelle show. That's what we missed.
They rebranded it and called it Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That was Chappelle's show.
It was. It was like the. It was the Diet Coke.
The watered down, yeah.
I miss Dave Chappelle being Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because even his...
I miss him in damn... In fucking Half-Baked.
Oh, no. You know, they finally made a sequel to that.
Yeah.
He's not in it.
I know.
But a few of the others are.
It wasn't that great.
No, it was bad. It was very bad.
It was not that great.
I can't remember if he was in it or not, but Harlan Williams... comes back, I think, and Mary Jane came back.
Oh. I know Harlan came back and did what's his name? Kid from That 70s Show?
Masterson?
Oh, no, probably he's in jail.
He's in jail for rape. That's a meat.
Not him.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
That's the only one that comes to mind. It ain't
and then Mila Kunis and fucking Ashton Kutcher tried to write a note to the judge or something.
Get him out.
Wait, yeah. What?
I missed that part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were pleading on his behalf.
Mm.
Yeah.
But public found that out and they had to walk that back real quick.
Ooh.
Especially with Ashton Kutcher was doing all that fucking trying to find sex trafficked kids and shit, and now he's mixed up in that Diddy Party shit. Sex trafficking.
I did not know that. Wow.
He ain't going nowhere if he's already there.
Yeah, you know, remember when he was doing Punk and all that, and he was going to try to punk Diddy, and Diddy was like, don't you fucking come to my house.
Like, don't you dare come here.
Yep.
Right.
Because you might find something. You
might find some underagers.
Even like on the Hot Ones podcast or whatever, yeah. And they're like, "What's your favorite memory from a Diddy party or whatever back in the day?" And he was like,
"Nope."
Well, wait, no, I can't share that. There was this one time. He's like, "No, I can't tell you that one either."
Like, well,
so what was going on?
I'll redo this swing. Re-ask another question.
I like hot sauce. Over
that. Different. Holy hell, that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't actually watch his Hot Ones episode.
I never did either.
I don't watch any of them. I just watch like that little clip.
Yeah, I watch the people that I like are relevant really to me at the time. Yeah.
Actually, super cool.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
it's a cool concept.
I love watching people's response to hot sauce.
Oh damn! What's the name? Was on there.
Recent.
Oh, not probably not too recently. I can't remember the dark haired girl with the big eyes or whatever. She ate something so hot she started snorting milk.
What?
Wouldn't be Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza, that's the one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see that one either.
The snorting milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, y'all at a point, y'all need to wrap up?
Maybe in a little bit, but we're good for now, but maybe in a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll do three more around the horn. We'll wrap that. That'll be good. Chill for a little bit. Well, E, what's been, I think we talked about the list a little bit earlier. What's been some of your favorite parts about Columbus so far?
What did I say? I said, yeah. I love that country shit. But no, I just love
gas station food.
Yeah. the food, I've said this to him before, like, because, you know, I came in from Atlanta. I feel like the Southern hospitality, what you guys give, is what Atlanta thinks they give, and it's not the same.
I do think there is something to the friendly city.
No, yeah, like you guys do live up to that. Like I haven't met like just like a straight up asshole yet. You know?
They're coming.
Oh no, I mean, well, but actually. At least not to my
matter
face.
Of fact, he's gonna be here in about 2 minutes.
Oh shit!
We didn't call.
But no, I have no complaints. Like I love a good, you know, small town. You know, I like the hospitality, the camaraderie, all that. So yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to bring it with that. You know, whether it's we had this band come up from New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
They went to the new house with the Harder Roads. I'm blanking on the band name right now. But they stopped right off, not far from Dartwater.
Oh.
And it was like, we're musicians, we're in town, we're going to play tonight at a house show. Where do the artists go?
Mm.
And they were like, you go to Monson Brothers.
Yeah.
And
where do you go?
And it was just so happened, like, who was there? I think you were there, and like, there were like different parts and small businesses represented in the town, and I was like, you couldn't have walked up in here at a better time.
Yeah, better time. Yeah.
You're gonna meet everybody that you
now you're gonna be playing for
meet
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And they gave us like a quick little 15-20 minute show, and then they packed up and got ready for their show that night.
All right. Nice.
You know, that's something that's cool. That I always like to ask when people come to Columbus, especially if they're staying for any amount of time, like because at first, just like with the Air Force, I think a lot of times, oh, Columbus, Ohio. No, you're in Mississippi, bro.
Not at all.
It's a totally different ride, and it's a good of a ride as you'll make with it, but I ain't had too many bad times here.
Yeah. Well, we might be kind of backwards here, but I hear Columbus, Ohio is like...
Columbus, Ohio
that,
is like...
That skibbity.
Skibbity toilet.
Columbus, Ohio is just ratchet.
Yes. Yeah. There
fucking,
you go.
And like, it's just so high. I can't even tell you.
In our vernacular, ratchet. In common vernacular, skibbity.
Okay.
Skibbity. Yeah. It's. It's.
But also, I'm in learning from my nieces and nephews.
In the kid talk, yeah, skibbity.
Kid talk.
Yeah.
That's some skibbity Ohio. No.
Ohio Riz, which you said it earlier, that Ohio Riz.
You think that'll, do y'all think that'll stick? Like, I don't think that, I don't think their words and, like, the way they're describing things, I don't think it'll catch, like.
Skibbity Toilet is a web series.
It's like a whole thing.
Oh, so it will?
That might, Skibbity Toilet, Skibbity might stick.
Well, it's kind of the same, like.
Because the whole generation.
It's almost like our old Greg.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like our Adult Swim.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, they're growing up on it.
I was curious because, like, you know, just saying the word when you're agreeing with something, like, that's already come around, like, 3 times now.
Yep.
And it sticks every time.
And I use it on a regular basis. Yeah. But also, I'll tell you what.
Word up.
Can you hand me that can?
Yeah, I was, yeah, sure.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Heard.
No, page of paper.
Heard.
Heard. Word.
Look,
the rest of my has been giving me
no. That's never going to change.
Right.
That's never going to change.
And that's, because I worked in about restaurants, and that's what.
Heard.
behind.
Minty these behind. Are the things. Oh, yeah. It's these just straight up cool.
These are the
things
that never yeah. change.
Right.
I also did not need that.
Well, I don't need it.
You asked for it.
Just it was my prop.
You said, will you hand me that can?
You did all of that.
For getting the word out, he wanted out.
Oh.
He knew it was coming. Anything else to bring up before we go? One last thing? I don't have the chat with me now.
Yeah, no one's there asking any questions now. Like,
oh, falling short. I've got one question. So we got you here again.
All right.
Is as far as booking and coming by Darkwater Tuesday through Saturday, and the best way to get a hold of y'all is to call or text?
Text.
Text.
Text. Do not call.
Text for me, Instagram or Facebook messages.
Yeah. That is E the drug.
E the drug. E dot the drug on Instagram.
Alex Octavius Hinton.
Octavius Hinton on Facebook or Alex Hinton Art
on Instagram.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Put Darkwater into your Google search. You'll find us in Columbus.
Find them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Find them all.
And y'all come out, hang out. You got to hang out with them here for about an hour and a half. Elliot, appreciate you sitting down and hanging with us. I hope you enjoyed the haunted house.
Great. Yeah, actually, I had a good time.
Go on, get stuck.
Awesome.
That's a wrap.
Y'all seen anything move yet?
Awesome.
Am I not just yet?
Flash horizon. We simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Hey y'all, come gather round and I'll tell the tale of Maker's Mound. Here stands a warning to a man, don't ever dare to raise your hand against the one from o'er the sea. Made everything we'll ever be. Here lies Ford, what's left to him is buried in the alkaline. And Jim was born in 24 and he worked the farm till he was poor, then struck out for the golden land, King James Bible in his hand. Gonna tell the tale to all the folks, keep them all from going broke. Good Lord helps a righteous man, just drop y'all nickels in the pan. Well, the good word spread and he earned his bread. He traveled across the great Midwest, giving sermons in a tent to the ladies, call him heaven sent. He could drive the devils underground, could pull the rain down from the clouds. And never was a heresy when Jimmy took the stage to speak. Brother Ford Leviticus had been out in the underbrush. He'd walked the desert 40 days, gone out searching for the flame. He heard it burned on Moses' salt. He took his dogs and set a watch. Come home blinded and half lame, nothing left but for his name. The folks was telling Brother Ford about the man who had the word, was coming to their little town, revival at the Maker's Mound. Preacher Jim, they said to him, can make the wicked pure again. Slinging that divining rod, he is sure the right-hand man of God. Stars that you could see, not not a cloud up in the sky. Well, it hadn't rained for 50 nights. Crops were dust, the wells were dry, and there were no saline for to cry. Preacher Jim, he took the stage and set aside his traveling case. Now what I got here, said to them, the answer to the wicked man. Well, I know he's waiting in his place, so let him come up toward the stage. Now look around, good people of the town that God forgot to love. For one among you stands within the circle of the devil's kin. Brother Ford, though blind was he, could hear the preacher's words and see that he was just a charlatan, not the man he claimed to be. He stood up on his bamboo cane and let his voice out to exclaim, go thee back from whence you came, I know your other name. Now Preacher Jim threw back his head and laughed until his face was red. He said, oh man, you proselyte, we never met before tonight. Well, I can read it on your face and see that you've been stricken lame. Wherefore you've been seeking out the holy fire God. Brother Ford opened his eyes, the pupils dead and faded white. He said, I walked among the wolves, the coyotes, and the tumblewood. Well, I seen the burning bramble tree, and I heard the voice of God to speak. He told me there's a sinfulness can never be undone. Out of stave, and town folk all were still as dirt. Preacher Jim took off his shirt. He indicated on his chest a bloody wound, was never dressed. In the place where was his heart was darkness and nothing more. Now, Brother Ford, Leviticus is given unto wickedness, and anyone can plainly see the sacrifice that I have made for thee. Now God has brought him from the sands, and here before you, Ford does stand a symbol of your greatest sin. So rise, tear him limb from limb. Fish the maker's line, who dared to drink the maker's wine, who dared to seek the maker's flame, who dared to speak the maker's name. Here lies Ford, what's left of him is buried in the alkaline.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.